With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. The Trump administration is working on a new trade deal with Great Britain. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
During a joint press conference with Britain's prime minister, the president predicted that the two countries will come to terms on a very good trade agreement.
We could very well end up with a real trade deal where the tariffs wouldn't be necessary.
The president was asked if the prime minister had convinced him to skip threatened reciprocal tariffs.
He tried.
Greg Clugston, The White House.
President Trump has also signed an executive order designating English as the official language of the United States. The order yesterday allows government agencies and organizations that receive federal funding to choose whether to continue to offer documents and services in language other than English. It rescinds a mandate to do that from former President Clinton. A FedEx plane makes an emergency landing Saturday following an engine fire resulting from a bird strike.
Video on social media shows a FedEx plane with its right engine on fire flying into New Jersey's Newark Airport Saturday morning and landing safely just after it took off.
Probably about 700-800 feet is when the birds took out the right engine.
Audio of the pilot calling in a bird strike captured by liveatc.net. Air traffic control quickly clearing the runway.
Bird strike, number two engine was impacted. There were flames.
I'm Julie Walker.
Thousands of Microsoft 365 customers have reported issues with services like Outlook. Company said in a series of posts yesterday on social media that it was investigating the issue, which affected various Microsoft 365 services. It said it identified a potential cause of impact. The outages peaked around 4 p.m. Eastern. This is SRN News. A conservative nonprofit backed by Elon Musk is getting involved in a race that will determine the political direction of the highest court in Wisconsin. Building America's Future is spending $1.6 million on television ads in the Wisconsin Supreme Court race, supporting a Republican former State Attorney General Brad Schimmel. He is pro-life and opposes the LGBT agenda, and big liberal groups are spending a lot of money to keep him off the court. The body is expected to hear cases this year involving abortion and redistricting. President Trump continues to reshape the Kennedy Center, the prestigious theater in Washington, D.C., that draws much of its support from federal tax dollars. Mr. Trump has removed some Kennedy Center board members, replacing them with people such as country music icon Lee Greenwood and White House Chief of Staff Susan Wiles. The president had expressed dissatisfaction with some of the events put on at the center, including drag shows, saying the taxpayers shouldn't pay for that. This is SRN News. A hurricane-battered section of Interstate 40 in North Carolina reopened to traffic this weekend.
Months after Hurricane Helene's historic flooding last fall led to the roadway's closure, a 20-mile section on the North Carolina side of the border will enable a partial restoration of travel with eastern Tennessee. It's not a complete reopening, as large portions will only have one narrowed lane in each direction and a reduced speed limit, which will create delays initially. Repairs to resume full four-lane flow aren't expected to be completed until well into next year. George Williams reporting.
Today is Sunday, March the 2nd. It's the 61st day of 2025. The moon is waxing. Morning stars are Jupiter and Mars. On this date in history, 1836, Texas proclaimed independence from Mexico. On this date, 1949, U.S. Air Force pilot James Gallagher completed the first nonstop around-the-world flight, 94 hours. This is SRN News.